Good evening, everybody, from Canterbury Court in Christchurch, New Zealand, and welcome to the new season of On the Mat. On the Mat.
On the Mat was a New Zealand professional wrestling TV show that ran from 1975 to 1984. Week in and week out, excited wrestling fans would pack into the Auckland Town Hall to cheer on their favourite performers as they took to the squared circle to prove who the best really was. Athletes like John De Silva, the Sheepherders, and even wrestling legend Ric Flair electrified audiences in what was part soap opera, part sportscast. On the Mat would usher in a golden age for wrestling in Aotearoa, with the show quickly becoming one of the most popular weekly sports shows in the country. However, it would be the mid-80s that would lead to the end of this iconic. With Vince McMahon's WWF, now WWE, buying up small territories across the US, foreign superstars were becoming less and less available to make the trip across to New Zealand, leading to the end of On the Mat. After this, professional wrestling in New Zealand would go dark. Aside from a few notable Kiwis going to the US, like the Bushwhackers, the next few decades would see the wrestling scene in Aotearoa take a significant hit. But in the 2000s and 2010s, something interesting would happen. Across the world, smaller independent promotions would pop up across the world, introducing fans to fast-paced matches as well as some edgy storylines. This indie revolution would have an impact on New Zealand, with shows like IPW and SPW popping up. It now seems that wrestling in New Zealand has entered a new golden age, with crowds up to 1,500 attending a few shows. I've been a wrestling fan all my life, but I've never been to see a show, and I wanted to change that. So I decided to go see some New Zealand pro wrestling for myself. Packed into a yacht club in Auckland's Onehunga, fans from across the city have come to see some solid action. A big ring sits in the middle of the club with some loud music blasting. Up some stairs and through a door, I find the dressing room, filled with wrestlers getting changed and preparing for their matches. I ask them what they thought of the wrestling scene in Aotearoa.
So I'm the Alpha Elite Charlie Roberts, and my finisher is the Valkyrie's Flight, which is a top rope elbow drop. So it started off, when I started there were three companies, and it was all very the blind leading the blind type thing. Then we were fortunate enough to get some guys coming over that had, they were there for the big periods of the big UK scenes or that. They knew how to, it sort of started being treated as a business rather than a hobby. And I think that's where the switch flipped. So now you're sort of averaging, some shows you're averaging 200-300 people at. Some shows are smaller, but the average you're getting around 200-300. And then they sold out ILT Stadium in Southland 2 years in a row. So that's 1,200 people, which I never thought I'd see in New Zealand. But there's always shows on every weekend now, and guys can wrestle as much as they can. So
I am Spartan. I am the Hughes Academy Heavyweight Champion, and my finishing move is a spear. I think that the scene is radically underexposed. I think just not enough people know it exists, and not enough people know how great it is.
After chatting with some of the talent, I went downstairs, grabbed a beer, and was ready to enjoy some fierce action. The first match was between the Neo Viper Carterick and JT Hollow. The match consisted of some heavy hits, with Carterick taking the majority of the big bumps. The match included everything a wrestling fan could want. Submission moves, body slams, a fight outside the ring, and even a dive from the top rope. After some intense competition, Hallo puts the Neo Viper into position for a tombstone pile driver. The match is over. But JT Hollow isn't done yet. coming back into the ring to deliver a final pile driver. He's proved his dominance. Several more matches followed with all kinds of crazy characters taking to the ring. A preaching Jesus-like character, a neon-coloured alien wearing a mask, and even a guy skateboarding to the ring while Taylor Swift plays. Watching the big hits these performers were taking, I wondered what goes into preparing for a match.
So, New Zealand First Wrestling Champion JT Hollow here. Look out for a tombstone, bro, because I'm coming with it, you know. Big on training. I'd say 2 to 3 times a week is optimal. If it can be helped, figure out who your opponent is early, a week or two out, and start game planning. There's footage available for everyone that you might run into on a show, so go through their stuff and start on the game plan together. But definitely train, though. You got to head into the gym, get your bumps in, so to speak. Yeah, that's how I prep.
You know, there's the training, so there's not only the training, learning how to wrestle, how to keep yourself safe, how to keep someone else safe. There's your gym training, your workout, but then in terms of my sort of week of a show routine, I normally ease off the training a bit, just stay trying loose as much as I can, do some cryotherapy in there if I can. 10 years sort of takes its toll. Obviously get tanned, make sure your gear's looking good, your boots are fine, all of that, and then it's just before the show, just trying to get into that zone, switch gears a little bit, and just get right into that mindset.
After seeing wrestling live, you can tell it hurts, which really disproves the myth that all wrestling is fake.
I think a lot of people think in extremes, so if something isn't 1,000% legitimate, then it's all the way in the other direction, 100% illegitimate. Well, that's, I think anyone with critical thinking skills probably put together it's not quite the case. Fake, predetermined, sure. But I know people who have trouble walking in their normal day-to-day lives, and I can tell you when I'm in there, I'm not pulling my punches, and my opponents aren't either. The ring hurts. It's not made out of marshmallows and mattresses like people tend to think. I'm predetermined, sure, but I don't think it leans any one which way. It's half and half. Yeah.
Right, my ring name is Kid Nova. My finishing move, I've had a few, but at the moment the X-Plex seems to be working for me better. I hated wrestling until I gave it a try, and it's now all I think about, so I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't give it a try.
After a fun-filled afternoon, I could not stop smiling. Watching the passion that these men and women have for their art was inspiring. Even if they're not paid much, you can just tell how much they love what they do. It can really appreciate the time and effort that it takes to hop into the ring.
There's nothing that quite compares to the rush of going out there. Yeah, big crowd, small crowd, anything like that. But it's storytelling. That's what we do. It's athletic storytelling. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. But it's just... Sounds cliche, but it is that indescribable feeling when you walk through that curtain.
I've loved it since I was 14, a very unathletic, chubby 14-year-old. And I was like, I'll do that very, very physical sport. Mum wasn't a huge fan, considering I have a cleft lip, so I've had a lot of reconstructive surgery, and she's not too hot on me doing this. She hasn't been to a show yet, but I love it. There's no feeling like it. And it's one of the best art forms there are.
It's a rush like no other. I can't think of anything comparable to it. It hurts, but you feel alive, you know? That's all I can really say.
And as for the future of professional wrestling in New Zealand, well, it sure is bright.
Well, that's our On The Mat for tonight. We'll be back to see you next week. Hope you can join us then.